We're going to read the scriptures. Psalm 119. Turn to the middle of your Bible. There's the book of Psalms. And there you'll find Psalm 119. It's 176 verses long, so we won't read it all. We'll have to be selective. But we're going to pick it up at verse 89. 119, verse 89. Have we all got that? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your Lord had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your Lord. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, makes me wiser than my enemies, for they are forever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's God's word. So you all know what that is, the Bible. And Psalm 119 is the longest psalm. When I read it, I told you how many verses it's got. Do you remember? Did you hear that bit? Yeah, how many verses had he got? 76, right. 176. Someone's going to check me out and tell me I'm wrong. No, that's right, I know it's right. Right, so it's right in the middle of your Bible, and it's the very longest psalm. And I think it's the longest chapter in the whole Bible. So it's a very special psalm. And every verse is about the book that's there, the what? What's the book? You can see up there, the Bible. Every verse is about the Bible. So that's what we're going to be learning about. Right, let's see. Oh, no. I can see I'm going to have problems here, aren't I? I don't want to go that far yet. Right. Nope, don't want to. How do I get back to where I was? Ah, there we are. He's come up. Anybody know who he is? The man in the picture. Grown-ups, anybody know who he is? He lived when Queen Victoria was on the throne as queen. He went as a missionary and explorer to Africa. Anybody know his name? But I'm going to tell you then. David Livingstone. And anybody 9 years old here? You nine? Anybody else nine? Anybody eight? Good. Anybody 10? Yep. Yeah, right. So when David Livingstone was nine, he could say from memory every one of the 176 verses of Psalm 119. That's an accomplishment, isn't it? When I was nine, well, I couldn't hardly read. I couldn't read till I was about 11. So I certainly couldn't have memorized the whole of that long psalm. What a wonderful thing. And he went to Africa, tell people about the Lord Jesus. He was also an explorer and in the days of Queen Victoria. Now, let's see. Right, what can you see there? Come on then, what can you see? It's easy. Who can you see? What? Yes? Boy. Hey? Boy. Yeah, it could be. But I was thinking it was a girl. Okay, so what's this boy or girl got? Eyes, that's what I want. Whether it's a boy or girl, I don't care. Eyes. You all got two eyes? What do you have eyes for? Yeah? To see. Yeah. Isn't it a wonderful gift to have eyes? In the church where I was pastor for 25 years, that's a long time, in Potton, in Bedfordshire, where a girl who was born without any eyes, she couldn't see. And now she's a wonderful Christian, married a boy, man called Will, and he can't see either. And I've got two lovely children who can see. So eyes is a wonderful, wonderful gift to be able to see, isn't it? Imagine you didn't have any eyes and you couldn't see. That'd be difficult, wouldn't it? I didn't have eyes. I'd have a problem to walk up this aisle, wouldn't I? Will and Philippa wouldn't, from our church. They would do it no problem. So, why have I eyes? Here's a verse from Psalm 119 about eyes. Who can read that for me? Yes, can you read it?
Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your
Lord. Right, can a boy read it? Come on.
Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your Lord.
So we're asking God when we read the Bible, when you hear it taught in Sunday school, when you hear Pastor Tom talking about it, we're praying, open my eyes so that I can understand what I'm reading, what I'm being taught, what I learned from my family and the church. Help me to understand it. Because if God doesn't open our eyes, not these eyes, but it's like we've got eyes inside. If God doesn't help us to understand, then we're like someone who's got no sight and we can't see. Now, Jesus healed lots of blind people, didn't he? Do you remember a man called Bartimaeus? You heard about him? He was a blind man begging by the road, and Jesus came along and he shouted out, "Have mercy on me, Jesus, son of David." And Jesus went to Bartimaeus, and a wonderful miracle. All miracles are wonderful, aren't they? But he could open his eyes now, maybe the very first time in his life, and he could see. He looked all around, I can see. Imagine the excitement if you had no sight and then you could see. And when we come to the Bible, we want the Lord to open our eyes so we understand wondrous things. There are many wonderful things in the Bible. It tells us about a wonderful God who made the world out of nothing in 6 days. It tells us all about Moses crossing the Red Sea, all about Daniel and the lions, all about Jesus coming to earth from heaven, dying on a cross so we might be forgiven. There are lots of wonderful things in the Bible. It's the most wonderful book there is. So when you come to Sunday school, maybe you have family prayers, you pray, "Lord, open my eyes. I want to understand what you are saying. I want to know about you. And I want to understand all the wonderful things you tell us in the Bible." So that's the first thing, eyes. And our boy or girl has got eyes. I thought it was a girl, but there you go. Well, what's we got now? Yes? Ears. What do you have your ears on your head for? Yes?
Hearing,
yes. Right. I'll tell you something. I was reading through Psalm 119, and I couldn't find the word ears. Oh, that messes up my talk, doesn't it? No ears. And hearing's a wonderful gift as well. I mean, I've got hearing aids and I can't always hear very well. Sometimes my wife says something to me and I haven't heard what she said. It's very annoying for her. But thank God if you've got ears and you can hear very well, very good. So if I can't find ears in my psalm, what can I do then? I'll tell you what. How about that? Who can read that for me? Yes?
Hear me, O Lord.
That's simple, isn't it? Hear me, O Lord. Can a boy say that? Yes?
Hear me, O Lord.
And what verse is that? 145. Hear me, O Lord. So we pray God to open our eyes, give us understanding. But also, when we are taught the Bible in Sunday school or other times, or maybe in your family, when you hear it in the church, we pray, "Hear me, O Lord." Because what I'm hearing in the Bible makes me want to pray to God. And when we pray to God, God listens to us, doesn't he? Yes? Yeah, God listens to us. So now we're saying, hear me, O Lord. And in that bit of the psalm is split up into 22 bits with 8 verses each. And in the 8 verses around this word, this bit, hear me, O Lord, he says, I sometimes get up early in the morning to pray. And sometimes I'm awake in the night and I pray. David was always praying, hear me, O Lord. So we want God to hear us. And if we want God to hear us, we must talk to him in prayer, mustn't we? And when he talks to us in the Bible, we have to do what he says, don't we? It's no good saying, hear me, O God, and then God speaks to us in the Bible. That's how we hear God. And then we don't do what he says. That's no good, is it? You may as well throw the Bible away if you won't do what God says. So God says, you must ask me to forgive you. And we say, hear me, O Lord. And the best prayer we can pray, the most important prayer we can pray, is, Lord, hear me and forgive me of all the wrong things we have done, I have done, things that the Bible calls sin. So we've got ears, we've got eyes, and then ears. What else have you got on your head? Yes? A nose. Right, I haven't got a verse about a nose. I couldn't find one. What else have we got? Yes? A mouth. Do you think I could find a verse about a mouth? Yes. You're right, I could. Whoops, there's your mouth, right? And your lips. So, mouth. What do we use our mouth for then? Yes? Speaking. Good, good. This reminds us to be careful about what we're saying. Not to say nasty things that upset people. Say good things. Not to say bad things. So what else we use our mouth for? Yes?
Eating.
Eating, is that right? Who likes eating? Oh, I do. I like eating. What do you like eating more than... What's your favourite food?
Sausages.
Sausages, oh, yum. Sausage sandwiches are nice. What's your favourite food? Have you got a favourite food? Yeah, what is it? Are you going to tell me or not?
Cake.
Who?
Cake.
Cake. Oh, yum. I mustn't eat too much cake. Trying to lose weight. What about one of these boys? What's your favourite food?
Wraps.
Oh, yes, delicious. Do you want to know what my favourite... No, you don't.
Chinese.
Just about right. I like curry. Oh, I love curry. But I had an Indian grandmother, so that probably explains it. But I mustn't eat too much curry. No, no, no. Says my wife. You mustn't eat... No, 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 no. And I don't. Not too often. So here's a verse about eating. Can someone read that for me? Somebody who's not read. Oh, you'll come on then.
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
So, can a boy read it then? Come on, boys. What about you? Can you read it?
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Lovely. What age are you then? What age are you? Are you going to tell me what age you are? How old are you? Sorry.
Six.
I couldn't have read like that. So I admire you. You deserve a clap. Right. Who likes honey? Do you like honey? Do you like it on toast? Yeah? What else would you have honey with? Yes?
Pancakes.
Oh, yeah, pancakes. That's good. On pancake day. Or any other time, you can have pancakes, can't you? This is a secret, mustn't tell anybody. I don't like honey. But the Bible's like honey. And I love the Bible. The Bible, like David, it's sweeter than honey to my mouth. I read it every day. I try to read some every day. So that I'm filling my eyes and my ears with the Bible. And by reading the Bible, I hope I speak good words, kind words, words that will help people rather than hurt them and upset them. How sweet are your words to my taste. They're so sweet, sweeter than honey, says David, to my mouth. I guess you could eat too much honey, couldn't you? Probably make you a bit sick if you ate too much of it. Is that right? and a bit of a root. But you can't have too much of the Bible, can you? That's why we come to Sunday school, come to chapel. Maybe you've got clubs in the week you go to. Maybe you have family prayers. Because we want the honey of the Bible, and we can never have too much of it, can we? So thank God for the Bible. Yes. Thank God for people who teach us the Bible. People who are giving us food, the food of the Bible. The Bible says it's like milk. To babies like milk, don't they? Do you have milk when you're a baby? Yeah, I'm sure you did. So the Bible's like milk when we first become Christians. And it also says the Bible is like meat when we become stronger as Christians. Babies can't stay on the milk all the time, can they? They have to learn how to take solid food, don't they? So they can eat a good Sunday roast, if you like Sunday roast. So we need the milk, we need the meat. The Bible's like honey. It's very important. The Bible is God's word. So what else can we have? So we've had eyes. Can you say it with me? Eyes, ears, mouth. What else can we have? It's not on your head. Yes? Tongue. Well, that comes on the mouth, I think. I haven't got a verse about tongue. Although there are some. Yes?
Hands.
Who?
Hands.
Hands. That sounds like a good idea. Let's see if I've got hands. Yes, I have. There we are. Hands. How many hands you got?
Two.
And how many fingers you got?
Ten.
Good. Very good. What would we do with our hands? There's a song, isn't there? No, it's not in the book. In book. But you need hands. Heard that song? No, you're too young to know that song, aren't you? The older people know it. You need hands. Right, so we need hands. Thank God we got hands. Right, a verse about hands. Who can read that for me then? Right, you can. Oh, that's a different one. Yeah?
Which I love.
Well done. Very good. Come on, one of you boys, you've got to read it. Yes?
My hands I will lift up to your commandments, which I love.
That's it. So, your commandments. That's the Bible. Word for the Bible, because God gives us commands, tells us what we're to do. And he says, I lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. Let me take a hymn book. Now, up there, come on in. So you've got to lift up your hands to take it, haven't you? And I think that's the idea here. Lift up my hands to receive what God says in the Bible. To receive God's forgiveness. To receive God's love. He gives it to me. Now, I didn't ask you to buy the Bible, did I? The book? On your birthday, when you get a present, does your mum say to you, now that will cost you £1? No? Oh, I'm surprised. And when it's your birthday, does your mum or dad say, there we are, that will cost you a fiver, mate? Of course not. It's a gift, isn't it? We receive God's gift. God doesn't say you've got to pay for it. You've got to pay for forgiveness that you read about in the Bible. God doesn't say you've got to pay for it, does he? It's a gift. I take it with my hands. It's free. But it wasn't free to Jesus, was it? Remember, he died on a cross and he paid the cost, the price, so that we could put up our hands and receive God's free gift of being forgiven that we read about in his commandments in the Bible. And in the Bible, sometimes, in Bible days, sometimes people lifted up their hands to pray. And that was saying, Lord, I can do nothing unless you help me. I can't forgive my own sins unless you forgive me. I need you every day to help me at school, at work, in the home, wherever I am. So that's a wonderful verse about hands, isn't it? So we've had, what are they?
Eyes.
We've had?
Ears.
We've had?
Mouth.
We've had?
Hands.
What else could we have? Yes?
Feet.
Feet. you think that's right? Feet? Let's have a look. I think you might be right. Ah, there they are, feet. He looks like he's gone to sleep. Someone's taken a photo of his feet. Feet. How many feet have you got?
Two.
And how many toes have you got?
Ten.
Right. Well, very good. So you've got 10 fingers and 10 toes. Just imagine you didn't have any legs. Some people have had accidents or been in wars and they have lost their legs and they don't have feet. That must be awful, mustn't it? To not be able to walk. Some people, when they get older, can't walk very well. They have to have walking sticks, don't they? Or they have to be in a wheelchair. So you've got feet, haven't you? So you can jump, yeah, and dance, yeah, very good. Run, yes, skip, if you like skipping. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things with your feet, can't you? So thank God for your feet. Take your shoes off and toes don't look... Oops, you've got toes off. But her toes look lovely. But if I took my shoes on, you saw my toes, they're not very nice. So we won't do that. No, no, no. So, do you think I'm going to find the verse about feet? Oh, hang on. There comes the word, feet. Can I find the verse about feet in this great Psalm 119? Do you think I can? Yes. I wouldn't put it up if I couldn't. Right, what's that say? You may even know this verse already. Right, yeah, can you? So come on, one of the girls. What about one of the girls at this end? You haven't read anything. Can you have a go? Go on. I'll tell you what. Can the men in the church, not the children, can the men read that for us then?
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Shall we let the mums off or not?
No.
No, come on ladies, you've got to read it then.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
So why do we need a light to lamp? Or when do you need a lamp? A light, yes?
When it's dark.
When it's dark, yes. So we need a light when it's dark, don't we? So why do we need a light when it's dark? Yes?
Because otherwise we can't see.
Yeah? We don't know where we were going, otherwise would we? Yeah, so we need a lamp to our feet and a light to my path. So maybe a lamp is we need in the dark and the light is like the sun in the day so we can see where we're going. And what is like a lamp and a light for us then? It's in the verse. What am I talking about? Yes?
The Bible.
The Bible. That's right. You agree with that? Yeah, the Bible. It's like a lamp and it's like a light. Because we live in a world that is dark. By that I mean there are people who don't believe the Bible, don't believe in God, make fun of God, don't they? And they say, oh, you don't want to believe all this Bible stuff, you go to Sunday school. Oh, that's old-fashioned. We don't want all that lot. Oh, yes, we do, because we want to know what God says. And we're in a dark world. There are many bad people, many sinful people. And we need God to guide us. And in life, there are many times when you don't know what to do. Which way to go. We call decisions have to be made, especially when you get older. At the moment, lots of your decisions are made by mum and dad, aren't they? They decide what you're going to do and where you're going to go and make sure you've got food and clothes, don't they? Yes. But you get older, become more independent, you have to think for yourself, make your own decisions. What shall I do? Where shall I go? Get bigger, who shall I marry? Wow, that'll be a day, won't it? Then what job shall I do? When you get bigger at school, what exam shall I take? Oh, decisions, things we have to do. Well, the Bible is like a lamp and a light to help us, to guide us, what we should do, things we should know, kind of people we shouldn't be too friendly with because they will try to take us away from the Bible and laugh about God. So it's a lamp and a light. So the next time you're in the dark, think, What was that man saying about the Bible? Oh yes, it's like a lamp and a light when I'm in the dark. When I was a boy, it's another secret. But don't tell anybody. Don't like honey. That was one, wasn't it? There was another secret. When I was a boy, I was scared of the dark. I always imagined something would jump out under my bed. Never did. And when I was a boy, I lived in Swindlesbury Park. The top of a big house. And to get to the toilet in the night, I had to walk down the stairs in the dark. Because there wasn't any lamp, light I could switch on. It was a gas light that had to be lit. So I had to walk down in the dark. I was afraid. I need the toilet and I want to get there quick. And I'm afraid something's going to jump out at me. It never did, of course. I usually got to the toilet in time. I was afraid of the dark. Of course, you're not going to admit that any of you are afraid of the dark. Of course not. You're brave. You're bigger and braver than me. Well, there are things that can make us frightened in this world of darkness. But God can be with us. Yes, that's okay. And that's why it's important to read the Bible. Come to Sunday school. Listen to what's being said. Think about it. Try to remember it. That's why we come to Sunday school, to chapel. Some may have family prayers. It's very important to be listening. Because the Bible's like a light. So what have we had? We've had
eyes, ears, mouth, hands, feet.
Do you think I can think of one more? This is a bit more. Yes? Who?
Heart.
Wow. I didn't think you'd guess that. You're right. Oh. Oh, how did that happen? Oh. Technology. Right, we want to get to the heart. Then you should have left it up there. They already know now. There we are, heart. Somehow I must have pressed something.
Oh, they're still in the...
Yeah, they're still there. Don't worry about it. It's the last one anyway. So there we are. You're cheating. And who can read the text then? That's come up as well too soon. Yes?
Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against
you. One of the girls read it. Come on. How about one of the girls at this end? Do you like read? Can you read? Are you up to... Come on, you're almost there. Shall we say it with you? Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Well done, well done. By the way, would you like to read it? Now think about this. How can we hide something in our heart? Well, he's not talking about the heart inside you that can be seen if you have an x-ray and pumps the blood all around your body. Something's not talking about that, is he? He's talking about sometimes we say, I love you with all my heart. You know, what they, some of the grown-ups do it. Or your grandma might give you a hug and say, I love you. It's that kind of heart we're talking about. The bit inside you that you can't see, that's the real you, that makes you different to everybody else. Sometimes we call it the soul or the heart. And he says, I've hidden your word in my heart. I've hidden it right inside me. Now, I wonder if maybe you've got things that are very special to you and you don't want anybody else to be messing about with them. Brothers, sisters can be very annoying, can't they? Maybe you've got a box or a cupboard where you put things that are very special to you. You've got something like that? No? You haven't? Oh, well. That messes that up, doesn't it? Yeah. But that's the idea. Just like you might have a box where you put very special things, or grown-ups might have a safe where they put some money, special documents, things they don't want to lose. So the heart, what we are inside, it's like a big box in which we hide God's word. Because it's a treasure. Very, very important. But why are we hiding God's word in our heart? That I, what's the rest of the text say? that I might not sin against you. That's why. So what it means is remembering what I'm taught in Sunday school, remembering what I'm taught from the Bible, remembering these things so that when I'm tempted to do wrong, to do a sin, I know that I shouldn't. So somebody comes to you, tries to get you to do something wrong, you say, no, I've got the Bible in my mind, in my heart, and I know what God says. God says no. If God says no, I don't do it. Maybe they say, try and make you say a few little lies. They're only little lies, they won't hurt anybody. No, you say. God says, I mustn't tell lies. And maybe your friends are saying bad words, and you think, well, I want to be one of the crowd. I don't want to be the odd one out, do I? And maybe you say some of those words, and you should be saying, no, God says I shouldn't use bad words. I should only use good words. Maybe you get angry. Oh, dear, the Bible says, no, you shouldn't be angry. Maybe you lose your temper. Slam the door. Be cheeky to mum. Oh, dear, the Bible says you shouldn't do those things. And that's why we try to remember what God says. So that we know when we're tempted to do wrong, we say, no, I do what God says, what he says in the Bible. So, we've had...
eyes, ears, mouth, hands, feet, hearts.
I've got one more. Just to sum it all up. Eyes, say it with me, following the arrow. Eyes, ears, mouth, hands, feet, heart. Now, the crown of thorns shouldn't have come up yet, but never mind. Because we all do wrong things, look at wrong things with our eyes. We listen to wrong things with our ears, don't we? Say wrong things with our mouth. Sometimes do wrong things with hands. We might hit somebody. Sometimes we walk to the wrong places. Some people don't come to chapel, they go somewhere else. And with our hearts, we don't always love God like we should, do we? The only one who never did wrong with his ears, eyes, ears, mouth, hands, feet, heart was who?
Jesus.
And because he never did anything wrong, and we do wrong, and we ought to be punished, says the Bible, because of what we do wrong, but Jesus was nailed to a cross, the crown of thorns. We should die because of our sins, but Jesus died on a cross because he loves us. And if we ask him to forgive us, then we'll go at last to a wonderful place called heaven, where we will perfectly serve God and love God with our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our hands, our feet, and our heart. So, how many verses did I say there was in this psalm? 176. Here, I dare you to go home and read it. It's a wonderful psalm. The other day I read it right through again, and I was thinking about this morning and the talk. I thought, I've got to read the whole psalm again, haven't I? And search up those verses. So, it's a wonderful psalm. So we're going to have a prayer, then sing a hymn, and then, what have we got after the hymn? If I've forgotten something, why am I here? What do you want to? What do you hope to get? Prizes? Yeah. Is it prize giving today? Oh yeah, I thought it might be. So we'll have a prayer, then a hymn, and then Mrs. Higgins is going to hand me the prizes, and I'll give them to you. Okay. So let's pray first, shall we? Let's just pray. So God, we thank you then for the Bible. It's as if you are speaking to us when we read it, when we hear it taught to us. And we thank you, O God, that it is our guide for life, and we pray that we might understand it. You will indeed open our eyes. Help us to listen when we are taught in Sunday school, maybe at other times in the week, or maybe our parents read it to us, mums and dads. Help us to be listening, to really want to know what you say, and help us to think about the things we do wrong, and yet to remember there's a Saviour called Jesus who died for us, and we thank you that he loves us, as we've been singing. That's what the Bible tells us. So we thank you for the children here this morning. And we pray you'll be with them and bless them in their school, in their home, with their families, O Lord. And keep them safe in your care, in your love. Amen.
Amen.